Recollections. Midnight. Lights dimmed across the eclectic apartment, filled with colorful objects. Unnecessary things. Square pictures, 4x4, line the edges of her mirrored door, framing her stories. But his image is not there. The glow of lights all in place, the fan hums, working to diminish the dinner of fried fish now finished. Windows open, allowing the sounds of the street to be heard, wafting up into the apartment like the scent of fresh bread. Memories of Paris and love fill her head. From the street, indistinguishable conversations drown out the silence, offering the same comfort that he did, that she is not alone. When together, their hearts were home. There is sustenance in the city, a calm belonging to the blackness of the night. The gooseneck lamp directs a stream of light across the bed where the blankets are loosely spread. From an earlier wrestling with a nap, where she tried to find a place of peace in her mind, where she laid a few hours before, she now rolls back the covers, laying her head. She longs for her lover, closes her eyes to dream of what she cannot have. Memories of laughter, longings for her children, a life lost in gravity, a ghost pushed toward fantasy, of mere thoughts, conjured images. Now she will go to sleep, to dream of a story that cannot exist, to find a way back to the places she missed. Quiet outside, inside, hissing steam pipes behind her head give her a calm assurance that things are working with steady endurance. The hum of the cars outside the window remind her of her beating heart and the flow of her blood through her veins. They keep her alive just the same. This is what it's like to be alone. Objects tell your stories. Inanimate, mystical friends without flesh or blood or beating heart serve as memorials and surround your life to remind you who you are, lest you forget. And it's so easy to forget. In our own minds, we can wander deep into the recesses of who we think we are, only to be fooled once again that it's not the way we've been. The origami starlights hang over the tiny kitchen cabinets. She put them there to remind her of a cozy home and to fill the empty space of art and love and passion not erased, of a blank corner in her life. Carefully stacked books on the mantel, color, clutter, statues, teapots, old cards, and the statue, Degas, dancer, avant-soeur. An image of an old room where shoes hang on the wall and a veiled woman walks through. Who is she? Images deportées, reflections faded, innuendos remembered, suggestions given, dividers, partitions, apparitions, space fillers, space makers, fluffy pillows, warm rugs, and blankets. Window open, she turns out the light, lays down her head and begins to rewrite, to uncover his memory and remember the story one more time so she can fall asleep tonight.